Daf is Daf Tzadi Dalet. So we got to the last three lines of Tzadi Gimel. The Gemara was talking about how if a wall falls down on Shabbos, whether or not it will create an Isser, or do we say Kevin Shehutra Hutra? So the Gemara says again, last three lines of Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis Itamar Kosel Shebein Shtei Chatzeros Shenafal. If you have a wall between two Chatzeros and it falls down on Shabbos, Rav Amar Ein Metaltin Bo Ella. B'dalat Amos. He says you're only allowed to walk Dalat Amos. Now, even though, because when Shabbos started, the din was that the chutzer had a kosel, had a wall. And you would imagine Kevin Shutra Hutra. Rashi points out, Rav does not hold of Kevin Shutra Hutra. So, now, since there's a wall that's down, you would have to make an error of combining both chutzers, which is not the case. Therefore, you can't carry more than Dalat Amos. Comes along Shmuel. But Shmuel Amar going on to Dav Tzadi Dal. Now, Shmuel Amar, Zem Metaltel Ad. Iker mechitza v'zemetaltel ad iker mechitza. No, you're allowed to carry up until where the wall was once, because kevin shehutra hutra. Rashi just points out, interestingly, connecting to a previous sugya we discussed. Look at Rashi in the top of Tzadi Dalet. Zemetaltel ad iker mechitza kidmei kara. You're able to carry on your side of the chatzar until where the wall used to be. Darminan hol v'hutra hutra. Once it was Shabbos started beheter, you're allowed to continue to carry in the chatzar beheter, even though there's no actual wall. We're talking about the kelim that were in the house that were brought outside to the chatzar. Because we're talking about kelim that were in the chatzar from the beginning of Shabbos. You don't even need an erev there. Because the Shmuel holds Damar Halacha Kribi Shimon that all kol chatzeros, kol gagos, all those are all the same unit. Therefore, afilu erev kolachas la'atzmo lo gazmi shimani debatim. So we're only talking about the kelim that were in the house, but kelim that were outside, it's not even a shaila. But we learn from here for Shmuel, even though the wall had fallen down, kevin jehutra hutra, you're allowed to carry in your side of the chatzar. So Gemara says, Rav, who held you're only allowed to carry Dalat Amos, v'hod de Rav, lav beferish itmar, ela michala itmar. We don't have a clear statement in the name of Rav, but we have it from a story that's we could infer from the following story. It says, the Rav Shmuel, have a bahu chatzar, they were sitting in a chatzar on Shabbos, Nafal Guda de Beni Beni, and a wall fell down that was between two different chatzeros. So after that wall fell down, Amar le Shmuel, Shmuel so told his Talmidim, Shaklu Glima, go place a some type of cloth, and Nagidabe, and let's create a mechitza. So what were they trying to accomplish here? They're trying to build a mechitza, Rashi says. So what happened was, Ahadrinu Rav l'ape, Rav turned his face around. Why did he turn his face around? Some Mefarshim say, because you can't build mechitza on Shabbos. According to Rashi's understanding, Rashi says, Ahadrinu Rav l'ape, the kasavar aser, the taltel hasadin shabbosocha, because since the wall fell down, it's aser, not because of building mechitza, because there's no longer the proper mechitzas for carrying. It's an issue of hotsa, that's the issue of carrying, because Rav l'shitaso, he does not hold kevin shehutra hutra. Since the wall fell down, it's now aser to carry in that chatzar. So the Gemara then says, again, after Rav turned his face around because he didn't accept Shmuel's psak here, it's also to carry now in the chatzar. Amar lo Shmuel said, Ikapid Abba, if Rav, who he referred to as Abba, if he is makpid on this din, shaklo heimanu v'kachu be'lem, tie a belt and hold it up. Unclear exactly what he meant. It sounds like he's being facetious here of some sort to Rav. He didn't like Rav's the fact that he turned around. But either way, he says, tie your belt and somehow hold up the cloth. So Gemara says that either way, we see Rav was not fond of this approach because he felt Kevin Shu, once it fell down, the heter no longer exists. So that's how we have the implication that Rav says this psak. So Gemara then says, so Ulu Shmuel, Lamaliha, how come Shmuel needs to even put up the sod in the first place? What's the need for a mechitza cloth? Ha'amar, we just said above that Shmuel says, Zem metaltel ad ikim mechitza, v'zem metaltel ad ikim mechitza. Shmuel holds that even if the wall falls down, you're allowed to continue to carry it throughout the rest of Shabbos, so why build any form of mechitza? So Shmuel, the Gemara responds, Shmuel avid letzniusu ba'alma, simply just as sneus. Each person does their own private activities in the backyard. So ain't a chanami, you could continue to carry in your side of the chatzer, but you're seeing your neighbor's area, so just to put up a little tznius, a little covering, a little mechitz in between, that's the only reason why he did this. Now Rav, according to Rav, isvirle d'aser le'malei. So Rav felt it was aser to continue to carry. Why didn't he tell Shmuel? Shmuel, what you're doing is aser. Because it was Asher de Shmuel Haba. This was a city that was under the auspices of Shmuel. This was his area. This was his psak. So Rav has no say. Shmuel has his ability, his right to paskin. And he did. Ihachi, that's the case. My time ajinulape. Why did Rav turn away? What Shmuel was doing was certainly correct in his makom. So the Gemara explains, Dilo Neimre Kishmuel Shrili. Less people say Rav also agrees to the Psak of Shmuel. So Rav turned around to show that he disagreed, but he couldn't say anything because Shmuel had every right to paskin this way since it was the area of Shmuel. So the new mission begins now. Chatzer Shinifrita the Rishus Harabim. If you have a chatzer that was breached, it was exposed to a Rishus Harabim. So on Shabbos, it got exposed. So the din is, Hamachnis mitocha l'Rishus HaYachad, O m'Rishus HaYachad, l'tocha chayiv divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer holds that if your chatzer is breached to a Rishus Rabbin, that now takes on the din of Rishus Rabbin. Now the truth, I don't think it's even if you're talking about lav dafka on Shabbos, even during the weekday. So either way, when your chatzer opens a Rishus Rabbin, that chatzer itself becomes an extension of Rishus Rabbin, and when you carry from your house to your chatzer now, or from the chatzer to the Rishus Yachid, one violates an Issur Deraisa of Otsa. Come along, Chachamim, Chacham Omim, Mitocha l'Rishus Rabbin, O Rishus Rabbin l'Tocha, Pater. He argues and says, not true, the din of the chatzer only becomes Mipnei Shuka Karmelis. It's only a Karmelis, and therefore it does not have a din of a Rishus Rabbin. We'll see what exactly the Machlokas is, whether a chatzer Shenifrita l'Rishus Rabbin takes on the din of Rishus Rabbin, or it's simply an Isser of a Karmelis because it lacks a full enclosure. So the Gemara explains. Rabbi Eliezer, Mishum de Nifritza, the Rishus Rabbim, Havile Rishus Rabbim? Just because a chatzer is exposed to Rishus Rabbim makes it a Rishus Rabbim? It's not 16 amos wide, it's not a throughway, it doesn't have 600,000 people. Why? Just because it's exposed makes it a Rishus Rabbim? And the Gemara says, in, it's true, it does. Because Rabbi Eliezer Latame, this is Rabbi Eliezer Lashitaso, the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehuda quoted from Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbim Sheberu Derech La'atzma, Ma Sheberu Beru. The Ephrishus Rabbim decided to create a pathway through someone's yard, his courtyard, his front yard, backyard, whatever they decide to use, that becomes Rishus Rabbim. So yes, if it becomes exposed to the Rishus Rabbim, now the Rabbim begin to walk there, that now becomes Rishus Rabbim. So in a Chanami, yes, it can be. So Gemara says, Eini, is that really true? Can Rabbim just take over any property they want and make it into a Rabbim? V'hama Rav Gida Marav, v'hu sh'avdolen derech bo's asada. The only time Rabbi Eliezer says, Rabbim sheberu derech l'asban, ma sheberu beru, that's only true when there was a throughway through someone's yard. They forgot exactly where it was, so they picked it, must have been this way. They just made some decision. So whatever they chose becomes. But now that they could create a Rishus Rabbim, it's where they had lost one, and they're trying to rediscover it. Only in that case do we say, ma sheberu beru, but not a stam case where a guy's wall fell down, now Rabbim just take it over. That doesn't work that way. And the Gemara says, "V'chi tamer, if you're going to tell me, ha'chanami, this mishnah is talking about a case kagon sh'avdu l'derech, bosa chatzer, that the very case here, when the wall falls down, it's only a case where they once had a Rishus Rabbim. The wall fell down, now Rishus Rabbim are reclaiming their highway. If that's the case, then the Gemara says, v'hama Rebbe Chanina, ad makom mechitza machlokes. So it sounds like ad makom mechitza machlokes is that if it's simply a debate of Rishus Rabbim, we don't think that the Rishus Rabbim had a highway right to the guy's backyard. It may have been or in Mechitza was. Sometimes a guy could build Mechitza and maybe encroach a little bit too much on someone else's property. So the understanding was maybe it went too much into Rishus Rabbim. So the wall fell down, then they reclaimed the few inches they had once. But we're not saying that the Rabbim was in the guy's entire backyard, that they could reclaim it. That couldn't be the situation. So then, but the problem is, the Gemara gives a presentation that the Machlokes is ad makom mechitza, which sounds like the entire backyard is the debate between Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer, whether Rabbim owns it. And it's hard to say that the Rabbim once had a highway in the guy's entire backyard. And the Gemara says, no, it doesn't say, it shouldn't be ad makom mechitza, ema al makom mechitza, on the place of mechitza. You're right. The rest of the courtyard was not subject to a debate. That's clear that it, Rishus Yachid, when the wall falls down, it's now a karmelis. That everyone agrees is a karmelis. The only question at hand right now is makom mechitza, the area where the Rabbim is adjacent to, and the wall fell over. The argument is those three, four amos, wherever the measurements are, was that part of the Rabbim or not part of the Rabbim? It's very limited to that very specific area. So the question is, yes, it's a case where Rabbim once had a highway in the guy's backyard on the makom mechitza. Now they're trying to reclaim it. Rabbi Eliezer says they're allowed to reclaim it, and Chachamim say they're not allowed to reclaim it. But again, it's a very specific area on al makom mechitza. So Gemara now says, Ibayisema, perhaps there's another explanation to how to understand this machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer. nothing to do with them losing their highway in the guy's backyard. Rather, Ibar's Ema Bitside Rishus Rabim Kibithli. They're talking about the sides of the Rishus Rabim, where the Rabim sometimes overflow to the sidewalks, let's say. Does that have a din of Rishus Rabim? So Gemara says the Rebbe Eliezer Savar Tseide Rishus Rabim Kirishus Rabim Dami. Rabban Savri Tide Rishus Rabim Lav Kirishus Rabim Dami. So when the Rabim had the side areas that Tide Rishus Rabim, does that take on the area of Rishus Rabim itself, or does it not? Rabbi Lezer says, now since the wall fell down and the Tzidei Rishus Rabim is now available, the Makom Mechitza is available for the Rishus Rabim, that itself becomes Rishus Rabim. Not the whole Mechitza, not the whole Chatzar, only the Makom Mechitza. And Chachamim say, no, in the end of the day, it's my property. At worst, it could become a Karmelis, but does not take on the din of Rishus Rabim. So that's the Machlokas. But either way, both the first shot and the second shot, either it's about trying to rediscover the lost highway, or it's about Tzidei Rishus Rabim. It's in a very limited area that they're arguing about. They're only arguing about the Makom Mechitza. They're not arguing about the rest of the Chatzar. The rest of the Chatzar was clear that it could only be a Karmelist at worst. So Gemara says, okay, based on the second shot that they're arguing about Tzidei Rishus Rabim, Liflog B'Tzidei Rishus Rabim Ba'alma. So why don't they argue in general? Why do they have to have a situation in the Mishnah where the Chatzar Shenifritza fell down? Just talk about what is the status of Tzidei Rishus Rabim? And instead of talking about a case where the wall falls down. So the Gemara explains, E iflegu b'tzidei Rishus Rabim, ba'alma. Had they only argued about a case of the offshoots of Rishus Rabim, I would have said, ki pligi Rabbanan aled the Rebbe Eliezer. When do Rabban argue on Rebbe Eliezer and say that Tzidei Rishus Rabim is not Rishus Rabim? I would have said it maybe only Hanimile Hecha Dika Chifufe. What a Chifufe? So Rashi explained Chifufe. I always imagine, I always said this before. You know when you go to the Midtown Tunnel, those little posts in the middle where you can't cross over the lane? So then those are the type of things they have by the Rishus Rabim on the outside of the highways. They have these little poles. So like the wagons don't go over, the guys walking in the street, a little bit of a blocker. So when you have those posts there blocking the area, so then that's when Rabbanan say that Tzidei Rishus Rabim is Lav Rishus Rabim. But I might have thought about Hecha de Leka Chifufe, if those posts are not there, Rishus Rabim is completely exposed to the Tzidei Rishus Rabim, maybe there I would have thought Ema Mo Delay. Maybe Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Eliezer that Tzidei Rishus Rabim is Kirishus Rabim since there are no poles blocking the area. Kamashma, we can learn from this Mishnah that even when there is no chifufe, still Tzidei Rishus Rabim is not Rishus Rabim. Because again, in this case, where the wall falls down, now Rishus Rabim has complete access to my backyard, there's no poles anymore, and yet still Chachamim hold that's at worst a Karmelis, it does not take on a din of Rishus Rabim. It proves to us that Tzidei Rishus Rabim for Chachamim are always not Rishus Rabim, are never Rishus Rabim, even when there are no chifufe, even when there are no poles. Fine. So now the Gemara says, so again, after establishing these two ways to explain the machlokas between Rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara asks the question, V'hami tocha kamar? So the Mishnah says, you're talking about carrying from Rishus Yachid, mitocha, and mitocha Rishus Yachid. Sounds like they're arguing about the entire Chatzar, not just the Makom Mechitza, but mitocha, the entire Chatzar, which goes against both explanations we just said above, where both, whether it's trying to rediscover a highway, or it's about Tzidei Rishus Rabim, that machlokes was very narrow, only on the Makom Mechitza, not the entire Chatzar, not the mitocha. So how come the Mishnah used the language mitocha, giving us a false impression of what the machlokes was? And so the Gemara answers, V'ha mitocha kamar. And the Gemara answers, Ha'aydi, the Amr Rabbanu mitocha. Amr iu nami mitocha. Since the Rabbanu used the word mitocha, Rabbi Eliezer also used the same language of mitocha. Okay, so how come Rabbanu used the word mitocha? The Rabbanu said it. What does that mean? Rabbi Eliezer, Tzidei Rishus Rabim, Mahadri le'inu mitocha. Rabbi Eliezer is referring to that the Tzidei Rishus Rabim, the Makom Mechitza, is called the Rishus Rabim itself. So why would Rabban respond back, mitocha? So the Gemara explains very simply. So, hachi kamri lehu. The Rabban say back to Rabbi Eliezer as follows. Rabbi Eliezer, mi lo kamodis lan. Do you not agree to us? Hecha de tiltu mitocha, l'rishis rabim, u'mishis rabim l'tocha, de pater. Do you not agree to me any other area of the chatzar? The entire mitocha, if you carry from that area of the chatzar to rishis rabim, or vice versa, it's going to be only a pater val aser, not a chiv daraisa, mipreishi karmelis. So just like mitocha, just like the entire chatzar, it's going to be, at worst, the Karmelis, so you should agree to us as well, Tzidei Nami Loshna, the area that's called Tzidei Rishus Rabim, which is the Makom Mechitza, that should also be no different than the rest of the Tocha. That was the response of Rabbanim, to which Rabbi Eliezer says, Hosem lo kadarsi le Rabim. the rest of your chatzer, what you're calling mitocha, the rabbim don't walk in the guy's backyard. That's certainly not a shiloh. That's definitely, at worst, a karmelis. But we're talking about makom mechitza, which is tzidei rishis rabbim, hacha kadar sile rabbim. Since the rabbim are walking and trampling over makom mechitza, we think this actually does take on the din of rishis harabbim.
It seems that it doesn't go with the lashon of the mishnah, because it says a machnis mitocha le rishis hayachid. It doesn't say le karmelis or anything.
No, that's according to the Reblazer. Reblazer referring is responding back to Chachamim.
But we're all talking between the garden. Everybody agrees that the garden is Karmelis.
Yeah, but that's what Gemara says. Since Chachamim use a language of Mitocha, so Reblazer also use a language of Mitocha. That was just the consistency of the language. But in a Hanami, for Rabbi Eliezer, Mitocha in the Chatzar itself would be a Karmelis, but it's a Makom Mechitza.
So the Yachid, according to Reblazer, would be taken out of the Mishnah. It doesn't apply.
I'm not sure why that would
because
be.
Because that would mean that it's taken from the house. If we say that once, it's, or maybe it's meaning right when it was still up.
No, when you go from Rishis Yachid to the Makom Karmel, to the Makom Mechitza, that's a Rishis Rabban, that's a Din
D'Oraisa. That's not, right, but that's not Yachid anymore. Everybody agrees that.
No, from the house is Rishis Yachid. From my house.
From the house, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so then the Mishnah says at the bottom here, Chatzah Shenifer Til Rishis Rabbim, Mishtei Rucho Seha, let's say you have a chatzer that gets breached to Rishis Rabim from two of the walls, and the Gemara is going to explain what the case is. If it's a 10 amos wide breach, or it's more or less, the chayin bayis, similarly, not only a chatzer, but a house. Shenifrats mishtei ruchosav, a house that two walls were breached. The chayin mavoi, shenatlo korosav o lechyav, or the mavoi where the koros were taken, or the lechayayim were taken. Mutarin, but also Shabbos, and that Shabbos, as long as they were up when Shabbos started, they're mutter the entire Shabbos. That's kevin shudra hudra. V'asur m'nasalava. But the future Shabbos is you have to fix the breaches, you have to fix the koros. That's all divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Omer im mutarin also Shabbos mutarin asalava. If it's mutter the next Shabbos, it's mutter today as well. In other words, there has to be consistency. Meaning, if you don't have to fix it for next Shabbos, it's good for this Shabbos. B'masurin l'asalav, if it's asur for next Shabbos, then asurin l'also Shabbos, that means asur on this particular Shabbos, because Rabbi Yossi does not hold of a kevan shehutra hutra. Now, this becomes an interesting discussion. The Chida talks about this concept of hutra, kevan hutra hutra, whether this packs other areas of Shas. He goes on to bring many, many rides that sometimes we find kevan shehutra hutra, sometimes we find, no, we don't say that. So he talks about an interesting shaila. Let's say a person is in the middle of davening, and a person becomes an onen in the middle. We know an onen is pater from mitzvahs. He's pater from saying davening and shema and brachos and that sort. So he said, wants to know what the shaila should be. The guy starts saying shemoneh esrei. He finds out that one of the seven closest relatives passes away. Does he need to stop now, or do we say kevet shehutra? Since he started beheter, he's allowed to continue to daven beheter, or no? Do we say stop, cold turkey, and then end your shemoneh esrei? So he says. So he goes on to explain, the Gemara, we possibly, a person should not say brachas. Now, I'll explain, that's leading to the point, very good, Andy, that he says, when do we say you should stop cold turkey, and when should you say continue to go? What is the Isser we're talking about? If the Isser that we're talking about is an Isser Daraisa, let's say it's talking about Hotsam Daraisa, then we'd say you have to stop, there's an Isser Daraisa. If the Isser is only an Isser Midirabanan, then we say continue to go. So by the Onen, there's machlokas whether or not, if an Onen wants to say the brachas, whether the Onen wants to do the mitzvahs, whether he can or cannot, we say that although there's machlokas, we say best he doesn't do any mitzvahs. He shouldn't say brachas, doesn't do anything. But it's only a chumrah. But he really, if he wants to do, he can. So it says the Chida, since it's only an Isser Midirabanan or a chumrah Midirabanan, if the guy started beheter, he could continue beheter. Very good, very good. Okay, either way, this is one of the sources he brings as the concept of a kevet shehutra hutra or ein hutra hutra. So the Gemara now says, b'may askin, what's the case here? So again, this Mishnah spoke about a chatzer where two of the walls were breached, or a house where two of the walls were breached. So what's the case here? Ilema be'eser, if the breach itself was only 10 amos wide, so that's a Pesach we know. That's not a breach, that's a Pesach. You can have a Pesach up until 10 amos. So ma'ishna achas darminan pishahu. When if you have a 10 amos breach on one side, we call that a Pesach. So mishei ruchos nami pisro. So if you have two, doorways, it's also fine. If I have a courtyard and there are two breaches that are each only 10 amos wide, that's completely fine. Those are two psachim. So it can't be a case of the breach is only 10 amos wide, because that's just a Pesach. It must be therefore ella b'yeser me'eser, where the breach is more than 10 amos wide, and that's a breach that is no longer a Pesach. So then the Gemara asks, well, if it's a 10 amos wide, more than 10 amos wide breach, afilo meruch achas nami. So why do you have to have a case of two breaches? If there's even just one breach of more than 10 amos, that ruins the functionality of the mechitzos. Why do you have to talk about shtei ruchoso? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav, li'olam be'eser. Really? We're talking about that where the breach is only 10 amos, which is actually a good shear to create a Pesach. So if it's really 10 amos only, so why is it possible from two ruchos? To which the Gemara says, this is an important halacha when building an Eruva, kagon shenifritza b'keren zavis, when the breach is on the corner, depischa b'keren zavis la'avdi inchi. People don't make entranceways in the corner. If I've got a flat wall, so that I can make an entranceway. But to make it at the corner, like slice it on the angle, to make a Pesach, no one builds an entranceway at a corner. So that's what means two walls. You have a 10 amos, taking off a little bit of each of the walls where the corners meet, that's the problem. We say that's not considered a Pesach because, again, Pischa b'keren zavis, low of the inch. So that's the case of the two walls or the mechitza.
No matter how small.
So then the Gemara says, v'chein bayis shenifritza mishtei ruchosav. Let's say you have a house now, a house that had two walls that were breached. So similar to the Chatzar case. Samayishna meruchach. Now the case here is a little better. Because while the mechitza in the chatzar, there's no ceiling, a house, there's a ceiling. So you could utilize not only the question of a Pesach, but now you could utilize the pitik or yorid v'sosim. Take the ceiling and let the ceiling draw down. So now by a bias, ma'ishna meruach achas, damrinam pitik or yorid v'sosim. If there's just one breach, we say, let the ceiling come down, pitik or yorid v'sosim. So mishay ruchos nami, say the same thing. Even if there are two breaches, why don't we say on both ends, let the pitik or yorid v'sosim. So the Gemara answers that Amri Debei Rav, Mishmei De Rav, the base magister Rav quoted from the Rebbe Rav, Kagon Shenifretz Bekeren Zavis, the Kiryah of Balachsum. It's a situation, again, where the breach took place at the corner, where the two walls meet, and at a corner we don't say, Delek Elameimar, Pitik or Yor Vesosim. Yor Vesosim only works if it's going to be on a flat wall, but once it goes on an angle, apparently, whatever the reason is, a technicality, we don't allow Pitik or Yor Vesosim. It doesn't apply to that particular case. So a similar case, a similar explanation of the corner of a chatzir, we don't say a Pesach, so to at a corner of a house, we don't apply the din of pi tikra yored v'sosim. That's all according to Rav's understanding of this Mishnah. Now comes along Shmuel. Shmuel is a different shot. Shmuel Amar, afil b'yeser me'eser. Shmuel's going back even to the ratio of the case of the chatzir. He's going to apply it both to the chatzir and to the case of the bias. He says, even if it's more than yeser, we're talking about a case where the Pesach is more than 10 amos, in which case, once it's more than 10 amos, it's no longer a Pesach, that's called the breach, and that ruins the mechitza. So if it's a case of yeser me'eser, asks the Gemara, ihachi meruach achas nami. So even one wall, if it's a breach of more than 10 amos, should be a problem. Why does the Gemara say that's a case of two sides are having a breach of more than 10 amos? And the Gemara says, mishum bias, because of a bias, you're allowed to have one side of yeser me'eser, but once there's a yeser me'eser from two sides, that's already a problem. So Gemara is going to try to figure this out. Why is that the case? Bayis gufa, tiksha, maishna miruch achas, daminam pitik or yovizosim, mi beis ruchos nami, name a pitik of yovizosim. In other words, if I have in my house, and there's a breach of more than 10 amos, okay, there's a problem, of a Pesach, but since I have a rooftop, we could say the rooftop could come down, pitik or yovizosim, even though it's more than 10 amos. So just like I say that on one ruach, I could say that to two ruchos and have both ends have the pitik or yor v'sosim. So it still doesn't make sense, the Gemara asks, as number one question. And number two question on Shmuel, the Gemara says, v'su, mi islay le Shmuel pitik or yor v'sosim? Does Shmuel even hold in general a pitik or yor v'sosim? We actually know that he doesn't hold of this concept at all. The v'ha itmar, we have a statement, we had this referred to a couple of days ago, achsadja bebikud. You have an achsadja. Remember the achsadja is the outside area, gazebo of some sort, we have poles only. There's a pole and there's a ceiling, but there are no walls. So we say that pitik or yovi sosim, the ceiling, we allow the each wall to draw down halachically from the rooftop. So here you have a machlokas, achsadja bebika. It's in an open area. Rav Amar, mutil atal tabakula. You could carry in the entire achsadja because we say that the ceiling on top, we apply yovi sosim on all four walls. But according to Shmuel, Shmuel says, Amar ein metal to the neba ela bedal amos. You can't. If you're in the Achsadra, all you have is Dal Amos. We do not apply the din of Pitik or Yor Vesosim. So how could he even suggest that case here, a P Yor Vesosim, by the case of the house? And the Gemara says no. Holokashia. It's not that Shmuel doesn't hold of it in general. I'll just say outside, we'll look at it inside. Shmuel says, when all four walls are going to be relying on Pitik or Yor Vesosim, you have zero walls, then he won't apply four walls. All I have is a ceiling and four posts. I need to say Pitiker Yovri Tzosim on all four walls. You don't say that. But if you have one wall, a real wall, then you can apply the three other sides. You could apply Pitiker Yovri Tzosim. So that's what the Gemara says. Holokasha. Ki lesle, when Shmuel does not hold of the din of Pitiker Yovri Tzosim, that's a case bedalid, like the case of the Achsadja, where all four sides need to utilize Pitiker Yovri Tzosim. Aval v'shalosh, if there are three walls that are needed, in other words, you have one full mechitza, one wall, and you're only applying pitika yod v'sosim to the other three sides, there actually Shmuel would allow for it. He would hold of it, isle. So fine. So that explains the achsadja case. So we do know Shmuel does hold a pitika yod v'sosim, perhaps a little limited, but he does hold of it. As long as there's one wall to work with, the other three you can rely on. So now that we have that, mikol makom kasha. So back to our case here. We have a house here, there are two breaches. So we said, oh, if there's one breach only, Pitiker Yovri Tzosim. If there are two walls, however, we don't apply Pitiker Yovri Tzosim. Why not? We just said Shmuel allows you to, as long as you only apply it to the three walls, just not the fourth wall. Here we only need two walls to apply Pitiker Yovri Tzosim. So why wouldn't Shmuel allow for this? And so the Gemara makes a very interesting okimta here. It's a very confusing Rashi, but the picture, you know, is really worth 1,000 words. You see, everything will come to life with just looking at the picture. So Gemara says, "Kedamar beRav mishwe deRav." They quoted from Rav, "Kigon shenifrats bekeren zavis v'kirov balach." So just like we had the case of Rav, where we're talking about a pesach at the corner, we're just a very even corner, an even angle. Shmuel's case was similar, but a little bit more complicated. So to Hachanami, "Kigon shenifrats bekeren zavis v'kirov ba'arba." But it's four tefachim. What do you mean four tefachim? So you look at the picture in Rashi here. It's not an even diagonal. It's like going in and out. So the case is where they cut the corner off, but not at an angle. They cut a little bit in, a little bit out, a little bit in, a little bit out. Now, if you want to now, in the end, make a Pitiker Yovri Tzosim, in this case of the Rashi picture, you need to apply four walls coming down now, right? If you see the Rashi here, and at least in mine, I assume ours are all pretty similar, there's a dalad, there's a hay, and there's a dalad. That's the length of each of the ceilings, the walls here, without getting into why there are those measurements. But the dalad on the bottom left needs to have a wall come down. The hay going upwards needs a wall. The other hay needs another wall. And the other dalad needs another wall. You need four walls here. This is a case of Shmuel. I don't allow you to apply Pitiker Yovri Tzosim when there's a need for four walls. And that's why Shmuel says it doesn't apply in this case. So when we say the bias is two breaches, it's not two breaches on the flat wall. That's allowed. That's only two walls of Pitiker Yovri Tzosim. It's when there's a breach on the corner, whereby it's created such a corner where you need four walls coming down to the corner, then he says, that's exactly the case of Achsadra, and I cannot allow for Pitikra or Yorav Yisosim. That's the understanding of Shmuel. So now the Gemara wants to know why Rav and Shmuel don't hold of each other's Okimta of the Mishnah. Again, Rav said it was an even cut, an even angle, and Shmuel says it was a bit of a choppy cut at the corner. So Gemara says now, Ushmuel Amar E Metalton Be'eladala, find it in the wrong place, sorry. Here we go. Shmuel, lo amar karav. Shmuel did not hold a rav. Why not? Alachson lo katani. It doesn't say in the Mishnah alachson. It doesn't say anywhere where there's a diagonal cut in the wall. So how can you make no kimta if it's alachson? So that's why Shmuel rejected Rav's interpretation.
And Shmuel is also alachson. It's just that the shape of the roof is different. The walls are in alachson.
No, alachson means a clean cut, a diagonal. Not this case. So this case was that walls are falling down, but that doesn't say alachson anywhere. It's mamish two walls that fell down. So then the Gemara says, V'rav lo amar kishmuel, why didn't he hold the Shmuel? Imkein havalei achsadja. According to Shmuel's creative situation, there are four walls that you need to come down. That's in essence the same case in achsadja, of the need for four walls. So why create a new case, the same exact case, in different words, but it's the same exact case, so there's no need to teach me that chiddush. We already know that din by that chiddush. And then plus, Rav would actually hold that would actually be good. An achsadja would be acceptable. So that wouldn't be a shaila in the Mishnah. So then the Gemara says, Rav letame, because Rav holds his lishitaso, damar achsadja mutter letalta bakulo. He holds that in achsadja, even though you're relying on pitikra yorid v'sosim on all four sides, he allows you to carry in such an area. The Tamabi just said above as well. We're repeating it. Achsadja bibika, Rav amar mutter letalta bakulo. Ushmu amar e metaltil ba'elabar ba'amos. So So Gemara explains, Rab Amar, Mutil Talta Bakula, why could you carry in the entire area of the Chsadra? Amrinam Pitik or Yorvisosim, we allow you to utilize this mechanism on all four walls. But Shmu Amar, Ein, Metalton Bo Ela Barba Amos, you don't carry beyond four Amos in the Achsadra, because Lo Amrinam Pitik or Yorvisosim. We don't apply the din of Pitik or Yorvisosim. So we'll just finish off with this Gemara now, the next few lines, and the Gemara is going to carry into tomorrow's daf. The Gemara says, Be Eser Kuyamalo Pli. We're talking about if a 10 Amos wide breach, no one argues. Rashi says, everybody agrees that Pitik or Yorvisosim. That's not a shaila at all when it's 10 Amos wide. Keep pligi, when do they argue? Be yes and me eser. When it's more than 10 Amos, can you apply Pitik or Yorvisosim? In other words, we're talking about up when it comes to a Pesach, forgetting a ceiling, a wall, a chatzer. There's no ceiling, no Pitik or Yorvisosim. When there's a Pesach 10 Amos, that's good, everyone agrees? When it's wider than 10 Amos, it's not good according to everybody. But now we're adding another layer where there's a ceiling, and you could say, Pitik or Yod V'Sosim, will that make anything better? So the Gemara says, when the breach is only 10 Amos, okay, so you don't even need Pitik or Yod V'Sosim, you have even a Pesach. But when it's wider than 10 Amos, that's the shaila here. So Rav says, even when it's wider than 10 Amos, you still allow Pitik or Yod V'Sosim, but according to Shmuel, then you would not say Pitik or Yod V'Sosim when it's wider than 10 Amos. And we're going to review this again tomorrow, just to kind of get started. Vigadami, others say, no, but yes, sir, Kuyamalo Pligi, when it's 10 Amos wide, everybody agrees you do not apply Pitik or Yovisosim. Pligi, when there's a machlokes, it's Beeser. So again, we'll kind of leave that off for now. We'll discuss a little bit more tomorrow, and we'll finish the Perek Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.
This is four up inside.
Exactly, four up inside.